Hello again and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Romans chapter 1, and we're reading verses 18 to 23.
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles.
Our focus is on verse 20, so that men are without excuse. An omniscient God knows what we are like. Ever since Adam and Eve, we have always had an excuse for our wrongdoing. From the young child to the octogenarian, we're quick to pass the blame when things go wrong. And we are no different with God. Adam even blamed God along with Eve when he said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit and I ate it." We do the same to excuse our failings. "It is how I was made. It's in my nature." It's only when we stop making excuses and admit our wrongdoing before God that we can be reconciled to him. Since the creation of the world, God has made his salvation known, ultimately in the person of Jesus Christ, God incarnate. As a result of his death and resurrection, there is no excuse, but there is forgiveness. Whoever we are, whatever we've done, let's not hide behind excuses. Let's repent for our wrongdoing and then know the cleansing and healing power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. A prayer. Father God, when we mess things up, when we get things wrong and sin against you, help us not to make excuses, but to come to you for cleansing and forgiveness. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.